Yeah, it's an important win. Bear in mind, you look at the league table. We've been looking at it for the last few months, and it's been a bit of a sickener, to be honest. So hopefully we can pick up a few results and get ourselves off the bottom of the table.
Yeah. What was the most pleasing aspect of that performance?
It was the work ethic and the effort that the lads put in. Pre-season hasn't been ideal, bearing in mind we've had a 5-week programme where some teams have had 8 weeks. We've had five foreigners that came in with 4 weeks to go, but they had to isolate for two. So we've really only had them for 2 weeks, and it's, you know, there's the uncertainty of how that will affect them from a fitness point of view and all that sort of stuff. But look, in fairness to them all, every one of them, to a man, they've all come back in good health and good nick. And there hasn't been a huge amount of condition we've had to do with them from that end. But, you know, that will certainly bring them on this match tonight. Obviously, we've got a game on Tuesday again. We need to bounce into that fairly quickly. And that will bring them on as well. And it's games brings out your fitness. Yeah. So, but listen, the most pleasing thing was the effort that they put in.
I know you had spoken about being more defensively solid in the lead up to this match. Were you pleased with the clean sheet as well?
I was, yeah. I was just saying that to our goalkeeper, Ed. He's a fantastic goalkeeper. And Luke, Luke McNicks on the bench with us. But I was, yeah. It is a clean sheet. Gary Buckley's dropped back in. He looked fantastic on the ball. Very calm. He's a top player, in fairness to him.
Yeah.
I thought we've passed it in patches really well.
Yeah.
Which we just need to get that over 90 minutes. But I do see him, as long as we can keep up the effort that we're putting in here, there'll be an improvement in the group, and please God we can push on.
Yeah, because I noticed you on the line, you were getting a bit frustrated, even though you were 2-0 up with some of the play towards the end, just the last pass maybe just didn't go to plan. But
yeah,
when you think about, had they gone to plan, this could have been a really convincing win.
Yeah, well, as I said, we've limited Derry to very little this evening here in front of goal. Now, granted, we haven't had a huge amount ourselves, but I think we've had more than them.
Yeah.
That said, I think from a general play point of view, there's definitely improvement in us if people just keep in their position and playing to the way we wanted to get. But that will happen, please God, over the next few weeks. And if it does, we'll certainly push up the table.
In terms of the next two games that you have next week, I know they're vital games at home, and looking ahead to Tuesday again, are you looking ahead now with a bit more confidence?
Winning breeds confidence. If we had left here this evening losing, you have five in the spin there, it's a disaster. We've got four now, we can pick ourselves up, we've picked up a win. Let's see how we go against Waterford. I've no doubt there, I'm not sure what sort of group they have at this minute in time. We'll start, myself and Dave Campbell, start having a look at what they will have to offer on Tuesday and see if we can put out a team that can all beat them. And if we can't, it obviously puts us up.
In terms of personnel, Liam, I know Lewis Banks missed out again tonight. Kenny Kangas, Alex Cooper as well.
Yeah.
Junior has to come in. So yeah, the squad will be stronger going forward.
They will be, yeah. And they're all top players. And they will help. There's no two end. You know, and when you look at what we've had tonight and the effort and shift they've put in, we do need them back. I'll be straight. We do need them back because we're going to pick up injuries and suspensions and all that sort of stuff going through the 14 games. And it's important we get ourselves up the table and see what happens from there.